Thank you, Yahweh. Bless you for the hope of your sure Messiah. We thank you for deliverance. For every shackle being broken. For the bondage of sin. For the power of darkness being broken all for our lives. We thank you for your healing. The mighty power of your healing, Yahweh. Touch the bodies today. Touch the minds in Messiah's great name. That you heal every soul in this tabernacle. Heal them of every pain, every sorrow, every disease, every canker that comes to eat up the truth of the pure word of Yahweh that you have invested in us all. You have such a great desire for us that you sent your begotten Son from the bosom of your pure love to break every shackle of sin, that we may understand the legitimacy of your law and government. That man left alone will destroy himself. When man forgets you, he destroys himself. All kinds of pagan worships, all kinds of pagan traditions of men that are based upon emotions, feelings, what grandmother, granddaddy said, has nothing to do with what you command, Yahweh. You commanded us. You commanded us to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and all of our strength. To love Almighty Yahweh. Who do we love? A God? Do we love you, Father? We truly love you, and that great hope that Messiah has given unto us when it's revealed, it will cause the heart to rejoice. And only then will a man begin to set his affection on things that are above and on the things that are sensual and earthly. He began to cry out unto you, save me, Yahweh, from this untoward generation that is taken on the darkness. We bless you today and we thank you. And touch your manservant as he speaks to your house. Give your word, Father, the anointing, the power to cut as a two-edged sword, to cut deep in the souls of men and women. We trust you for that. We thank you for your judgment. In this house, judge every heart, every thought, and every idea. We ask it all in that precious, pure, sanctified, set apart name of Yahshua, Messiah. We thank you for that, and we worship you, for you are our mighty El. In Yahshua's mighty name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and tell them, I'm glad Yahweh is here today. Glad Yahweh is here today. You may be seated. Bless you. So good that Yahweh opens the heart of a man to seek after truth. Men say that they seek truth, but it is a difference between seeking truth and reading about truth or hearing truth. When a man begins to seek truth, he applies his whole self to that. Mind, soul, body, and all. For in the power of that truth is the great deliverance from every crutch and every bondage of sin. And in this hour, we must seek and find the gems of Almighty Yahweh. We have spent time seeking all kinds of things. And they have not rewarded our lives in any way at all. Same drudgery. Same bondage. We have no ability to get beyond this control of the flesh. We have no power over the flesh. It rules with supremacy. It separates us from Yahweh because It is the conduit that Satan used to create this enmity against the Father. A great hatred for a man is not stimulated by the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And that is why man can establish these pagan holy days or holidays. They're not the holy days of Yahweh. And that is why they are emerged in their pagan Christmas. One of the most paganist days upon the face of the earth. And across every gender, every ethnicity, every religion, they all participate in it in some way. What a strong power of darkness and deception. And they all come under the umbrella, under the guise of God. They all say they know God. They all love God. And they identify their God by calling Him God. That is what He is. And it opens up every kind of vile spirit there is. You began to flirt with gods. I don't believe that Yahweh is named or He is of the same being as a god. I don't believe that. It cannot be. If He made the gods, then He must be of a higher rank than them. So He cannot be a god. He cannot be a god. Do you hear that? And if He made Messiah from His bosom, how can He be a Lord like the Lord of the Philistines? How can that be? It cannot be. For He is much more superior than the Lord's. He is greater than every Lord. The reason that man doesn't know and he has no propensity or desire to know, because this is a generation that walks in his own lees or his own religious spirit. They actually think they are right. They're doing right because they have their alms, their good deeds. They have their pilasteries of their laws, their righteous laws that they wear. I treat people nice. I'm kind to people. I baked someone a cake, some bread. I bought someone some shoes. Do not the wicked do that? Do not they justify themselves when they do good deeds? Does it not make them feel acceptable and feel warm and cuddly and make them feel good? But this is the mindset of this generation. All of our righteousness is beautiful, isn't it? It's like a filthy minister rag of a woman. That is what your righteousness is like. You have no ability to do righteously. You can't do it. You must be governed. There must be a law. There must be an understanding of our purpose in this earth today. I believe our purpose is more than to eat, sleep, produce babies, and things like that. I believe it's more than that. I believe it's to bring the Shekinah honor unto the Father. An honor that has never been seen upon the face of the earth. We're honoring everything today. Honoring drunken, wicked sons and daughters. Jezebels. I mean spiritual Jezebels. Wives prevent husbands from going on into the excellence of Yahweh because of their cantankerous, wicked minds and their wicked spirits. Husbands circumvent a wife from showing all reverence unto the truth and the love of Yahweh. But they cannot move in the spirit. And yet they say they love the Father. Yet they say they are on God's side. I believe that they are on God's side. But they're not on Yahweh's side. I don't believe that. Because He has given us a mighty strength and a mighty hope in Messiah. And for us to take that for granted. And not to say that we cannot do all things through Him. We can do all things through Messiah that strengthens us. And the reason we can't do anything today because He is not our strength. He is not the hope of seeing the Father. He is not the hope of the rewards of Almighty Yahweh of His promise. And that's why this is a shallow generation and a shallow people. They have no strength at all. They have a voice and much conversation. And they talk, and they talk excellent, and their grammar is impeccable. But that doesn't produce the power of Yahweh. The power of Yahweh is revealed in the fruit of a man's spirit. How he lives and how he walks. How he talks and how he acts. Without that, you don't have any authority or any power in your life that governs you, every aspect of your life. He never intended for us to be alone. He never intended for you to be alone. As one Messiah said, I cannot leave you this way comfortless. I will pray to the Father, He will send the Comforter in my name. Why in my name? To assure you that the witness that I brought unto you, it is of the Father. The Spirit of Yahweh hath to come and witness of the profound works of Messiah. Without that witness, then he had no witness. You must, in order for a testimony to be legitimate, there must be a proclamation in the mouths of two or three witnesses. And so the Spirit of Yahweh had to bring a witness of this profound thing that had been done in the earth. Nothing like it, and never shall it be anything like it at all. And so what man has done in his corrupt ways by the power of their own deceit and Shaitan, they have gone and taken scripture and corrupted them. Shaul said, we're not like many. Now that's what he said. He said, we're not like many. We're not like many, do you hear that? That corrupt the scripture or the truth of Almighty Yahweh. So don't tell me men don't corrupt the truth. Don't tell me they don't take scripture and corrupt it. And that is why you better get the anointing of Yahweh. You better carry, get your heart right, and speak unto the Father that you may be filled with His Spirit. They don't even know what is of the Father today. Yahweh intend for you to know them that labor among you. That's why He doesn't allow you to choose. He placed you. And He put you under. He didn't allow, this is not love because we say we love Him. Love is because He first loved us. So if He loved us, you can't proposition Him. And that's what these perverts are doing today. They said, I would choose my own way. It seems right. But it's wrong. It brings destruction. I will choose my own leader. It seems right. But it's wrong. I will sit under the kind of pastor that I like that will stimulate my thinking. Or my philosophy. It's wrong. It's not of Yahweh. A man of Yahweh will tear down everything in you that extends flesh. And these whole houses are filled today. They are filled today with all kinds of dialects, spiritual dialects. They do not have the law of Yahweh in them. They don't have a law of righteousness in them. And they all meet under the same umbrella of God. I love God. And they do love their God. I believe they love their God. I have no problem with that. But Pastor Roberts, you're speaking in a way that many folks are going into destruction. Are we that ignorant? We know what scripture says. That's why you better get the power of Yahweh down in your soul. Yeah, when a man's soul is right, that means his flesh is right too. That's what the soul consists of. And Yahweh breathed into man, he became a living soul. Did he get up? Did he walk? Did he talk with him? So it became the fullness of the power of Almighty Yahweh. It was the breath in that man that exalted him to the fullness of the power of Yahweh that he could talk with him. And he could walk with him. The soul that sinned shall die. And that's what the souls are doing today. There's something in the heart of man that is so corrupt and so abominable today. They have forgotten the pure things of Yahweh. And that is what religion has done today, brothers and sisters. It has destroyed any kind of true love for the things of Yahweh. And they're filling them with empty things. Sporting events. Activities and all kinds of contemporary services, they call them. They allow every kind of pervert, any man that say, well, I have a calling. Or any man that they will love to be to have a part of their whorehouse just to say they got a man. They don't care at all today. It's not about character. It's not about spirit. It is the truth, sister. I allow my wife to listen to a little excerpt from a man, they call him Bishop Thomas Weeks. And his wife, I don't know if you heard of her. Her name is Juanita Bynum. She's a Jezebel. She's a Jezebel of this Christendom today. And she is one of the most well sought after, what they call this Jezebel, prophetess. And if you heard the excerpt of what they said, it would almost make your soul cringe. And it's nothing but folly today in these Jezebel houses. It's full of folly and sin and corruption. It's not full of the light of Yahweh or the spirit of His anointing. It's not full of the power of Messiah that He was able to overcome every charge of sin and darkness. That's why they love their Christos and their pagan images and their pagan gods. But they don't love the truth of Yahweh. When a man begins to come to this knowledge of the Father, whom he is, it's a sad shame, isn't it, my friend, that you believe that Yahweh knows your name or your Father, your God, and yet you don't know His name. Is not that one of the most ignorant things upon the face of the earth? He is your Father, and you don't know His name, and that's the way this wicked, ignorant world is. They're going to die in their sins. And I say it with boldness today. They're going to die. For the mind is not set upon the things that are pure. Oh, they have minds that are set upon divine things. And they seek their diviners too. Spirits of divination. Spirits of darkness. You know that they are seeking that because in most of these whorehouses, there's much enchantment today. And that is that they dance and shake their buttocks and all of these gyrations. It is the spirit of necromancing. That's all it is. It's an enchantation. And that is what that spirit that they call the Holy Ghost. It is that enchantation of hell. Every religion does it. The shamans. You go right to Hades and you watch the women and their religious practices and the way their bodies contort and the men, the way they fall out. Don't tell me that Yahweh copies the powers of hell. And don't tell me that the powers of hell knows how to emulate the power of the Spirit, because they do not. We have been taught this trash. We have received it as right. But now Yahweh is pouring out His anointing for this latter authority whereby His reign shall rule in the hearts of men, that His spiritual law, do you hear me, sister? His spiritual law shall govern our hearts. And He shall raise up the men today that will speak with profound clarity. And they will not be afraid. And their lives will represent what spirit, what the scripture, and the spirit of the scripture commands and demands. That's not what the people want today. They want liars and deceivers because they're full of lies. They're full of deception. They want lying charlatans because they are lying charlatans. They want whoremongers and liars and perverters because they are perverted. And so that's why they will seek after those that are rebellious, spirit of witchcraft, those that are full of idolatry, those that are stubborn against the truth of the spirit of Yahweh, because that's the way they are. When they find a man that will stand up against their corruption and their sin, then they will bring all kinds of accusations. Did they do it to Messiah? Did they do it with Shaul and Tephah? They did it with the saints that day when the mighty anointing was poured out upon them. They declared that they were drunk with wine. And that's what this perverted generation is seeking after. It doesn't want a man that stands with authority. They don't want that today. They want someone that they can rule. It was someone that they can shape and curtail them to their standards. And their standards don't mean a nickel's worth of hog's meat. They're swines. They're pigs. They're estranged from Yahweh. Their wicked seed is estranged from Yahweh from birth. From birth they have no love for the Father. They have no desire and they can't draw close unto Him. Makes no difference whether anyone appreciates His truth. None whatsoever. I would declare it by the unction. And I know that it is His unction. And I know that it is His anointing. Because it will cause you to become perturbed. And angry. And upset. Get upset. Get angry. It makes no difference at all. He's going to declare who He is. And He is not a God like the other ones. Messiah is not a Lord like the other ones. And His name is not a pagan Jesus either. It's pagan to the root. It came from Jesus. a pagan Latin Greek name, but an ignorant generation, they can see it, they can hear it, and they still don't receive it. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth. See, when a man can't receive the love of the truth, then Yahweh will give that one over. Every kind of vile spirit it is. And that's why they're given over unto that. That's why they love things that stimulates their flesh and makes them feel good and churchy. Now, he wants his people to be set apart. A sanctified congregation. An assembly of the faithful. Not a church. The assembly of the faithful. The born again. Born of his truth. That's what he wants. I want to take this in the scriptures. Because there is something I want to point out today. Into the house of Yahweh. We must begin in this hour, saints. We must truly begin to set our affection on things that he has ordained. Now today's affection is on everything that the powers of hell have created to persuade the intellectual thinking, the carnal thinking, and the lust of man they draw on these things. So you find all kinds of trinkets today and all kinds of things that excite the flesh. Because it's one thing the law, one thing the flesh loves. I can tell you. It loves the pleasure of sin. It loves the pleasure of Egypt. That's what the flesh loves. It loves that, saints. And so Shaitan has established these pleasures. And these whore dens of pleasures. And that's what these whore houses that they call churches today. They're sinful whore dens. That's all they are. Yahweh never talks about a contemporary service. There's only one service unto Yahweh, and that is to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's all he is seeking. He is not seeking some kind of videos, some rappers or some dancers, stepping women in pants, dressed up like Jezebels, painted up like whores. Y'all call a whore a whore. A Jezebel, a Jezebel. That's what she is. She will sell herself unto the powers of darkness just for what she called glamour. It's wrong, saints. We need men of strength today. I pray Yahweh establish it in the brothers' hearts to speak. Despite what people say and how they confront them, I'm not an ignorant man, saints. I know every one of you all, the spirit that is in here. I'm not stupid. Isn't that amazing now? I'm not leading you down a path of error. I'm leading you to the place where we truly can get before the Father and truly worship him. And truly worship him. And truly acknowledge him. That's where I'm leading you. I'm not leading you into a David Roberts doctrine. I'm leading you into the doctrine of truth from this book. And I know scripture. And I know scripture. I know what scripture does. And I know what it does in the inward parts of man. This trash today that men, and they call themselves preaching, is not producing anything but children of hell. It's producing generational curses. That's all it's producing. Same kind of lifestyle. Same kind of spirit. It produces nothing of any strength at all. There's something that is lost. And when that thing is lost in a man's heart, he will not begin to seek the things that Yahweh has commanded him to seek. There's something in you that is lost. And you have lost it. Now, I know in your religious pomposity, you will think you have it all, and you don't have it all. You don't even have what you think you have. Because if you have what you had, then there will be a visibility of that power and that anointing. You find very little of that today. You can deceive your own corrupt, wicked, witchcraft mind. But you don't deceive Yahweh. For there's a true test that's coming. There's a test. We can play around all we want to. Give me something, David Roberts, that I can gloat in my own personal accomplishment. I will give you nothing that will give you to gloat in your own personal accomplishments. We must make preparation for the mighty King. And his entourage that is coming. This world today is making preparation for the powers of hell to seduce them and to take every authority in their minds. That's why you can't think right. You can't function right. You function right for 5 minutes and you function wacky for another 5 days. Don't tell me that's the spirit of Yahweh. For Messiah did not exemplify that. That's why we need his mind. If we had his mind, don't tell me we would do that. we wouldn't act the way we act. No, we would not. The reason we act the way we act, because we have the carnal mind of death. And he hates the correction of Yahweh. It does. Folks don't like you talking about their wicked sons and daughters, their wicked wives and their wicked cousins and their kinsfolks. They don't like that. They justify them. They will make them all right. Well, she's not that bad. She's wicked. She's going to hell. Well, he's good. No, he isn't good. There's not one that has the meekness like Yahweh. No one. No one. And that's why he tried to give us an experience with that through Messiah. That's why we that are circumcised, we worship the Father in spirit. And we rejoice in Yahshua. That's what scripture says. And we have no confidence in our flesh. No whatsoever. How can two enjoy themselves or walk together unless there's a spirit that brings them into agreement? I can't walk with these pagan preachers. When they come to the knowledge of the truth, I will not shun Yahweh's truth with any man. Now, if a man doesn't understand that, that's where. But when he rejects that, he's pagan. I will not stand in foot with him. I will walk with him. I will not. I want to read an account because there's something I want to emphasize today. Why we cannot seek the power, or why we cannot find the thing that Yahweh intends for us to find. We're trying to find him in every kind of way there is, and we haven't found him. Folks, in all of their pagan gala on this week to come, they will not find the Spirit of Yahweh. We'll have their nativity scenes. I was looking at today's Charlotte Observer. And they had a nativity scene in England with this vile thing, Osborne, and his wife. And they had their baby Jesus. He was who they called Joseph. And she was who they called Mary. He was out of the seed of Joseph. And that Jezebel certainly was not of the offspring of Miriam. And they had their baby Jesus. But they had no anointing of Messiah with them. Now with the wicked, that is that corrupt, and that vile and insidious, whereby if this thing were holy, if this thing was holy, had any righteous convocation to it, how can a seed of hell play that part? It's not right. Your pagan days are wrong. They're full of deception and power, and they would draw any man that is not under the power and the umbrella of Yahweh's anointing. You're not going to play with the devil because you're not going to win. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. That's why it is strength. And Shaltan knows that. It is strength in the unity of one mind. There's no strength when you've got a diversity of thinking. No strength at all. No whatsoever. That's why Mr. Bush and his government, he has a certain philosophical thinking. And he wants the people that think the way he does. You don't want someone that is a total liberal and you're conservative. You want someone to think with the same concepts that you have, that you may carry out your agenda. Now, how can the agenda of Yahweh be carried out? You got those that are liberal, you got those that are Baptist, you got Methodist, you got Pentecostals, you got Sunday worship, you got Saturday worship. How can that be? Is not these laws, do not they have unanimity? Just one. The Messiah did not come to destroy it. He came to give us a spiritual revelation of that truth in our heart. And we won't have to go read it. We will know it's in our spirits. And it gives us the power to live it. Because the laws are spiritual. We are carnal soul unto death, but we know that the law of Yahweh is spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. And that's why this wicked world can't come to the truth of that. That's why the Spirit of Yahweh, the Kedush Ruah, it is a spiritual thing. It is a spiritual thing. It is not a carnal thing. It's not a fleshly thing. And so it doesn't cause you to respond the way that the shamans and the pagan worshippers do. Not so. How is it that those in the Baptist, Methodist, where they ordain homosexuals and all of that, and they say they have the Holy Ghost, they have it, and yet they respond the same way as those in the Pentecostal and the holiness. How is that? It can't be. It can't be. I intend to stir every wicked thing in your hearts today and show you every corrupt thing that is in you. Sure he does. Makes no difference of your perception of me. You better know him. You better find out who he is. And that's for sure. And I tell you one thing, this ignorant generation, you're not going to find out without faith.
And there's only one way faith is going to come. It doesn't come that way, then the scriptures are lying. Faith come by hearing. And hearing by the word of Yahweh. And you can't even hear unless you have an anointed vessel of Yahweh to preach unto you, because he has chosen that methodology. That's this ignorant generation where I know what you said, Pastor Roberts, but I'm going to seek him my way. You're a fool. You're a fool. And if that's the case, the one that they call Jesus or Messiah, he has no validity, no power at all. Shaul, Kepha, not any of those men, what they say don't mean a nickel's worth of rat's dung. Were they men? Were they men? Were they men? Was Messiah a man? That's what the scripture called him, the Son of Man. So if they, in their legitimacy, if they were men, you listen to those men, huh? This hypocrisy in this generation. Oh, I know I'm right. No, you're wrong. How do you know? Because a man that is spiritual, he judge all things. And he is not discerned of others. That's why, could they discern Messiah? Did they know who he was? Did they know him? Did they honor him as who he was? They despised him. This ignorant generation. They think they're smart, but they're very ignorant. They think they know, but they don't know a thing at all. It is a nation and a generation that is deceived under the power of Satan. For there is no law in them at all. No law of good. No law of righteousness. None whatsoever. Because they dispense their good on those that they think they should be good too. Well, the next one that is a pagan and a Satan worshiper does the very same thing. His pattern is no different than your pattern. So how good are you? They're not right. They're not right. That's why they don't want men like Pastor Roberts or David Roberts. They don't want men like me speaking to them. But his house will hear his voice. Messiah said, my sheep, they know my voice. Besides, I'm speaking with the power of hell. There's only one or two spirits I can speak by. No middle ground. I'm speaking a total lie, because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Well, there must be truth. And Yahweh is of truth, and his spirit is truth. So it's either one or the other. It's no middle ground. And if you found a middle road there, then you're nothing but a hypocrite. I want to read what scripture says, because I want to emphasize one point here today. And I pray that Yahweh will bless your heart to understand. I want to read out of 2 Chronicles chapter 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Verse 1, I want to begin reading. It says, and the spirit or the Ruah of Yahweh came upon Azariah, son of Oded. Now it tells us what spirit came upon him. I know what the KJV says, the spirit of God. But it was the spirit of Yahweh. For there were many gods and many spirits. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon him for a Pacific. Azariah, and he went and he met Asa, and said unto him, you must hear ye me. Now this generation says, I don't have to hear a man of Yahweh. That's what this generation says. Thank you. This generation says, I can hear from my God myself. And they are hearing from their God. Because all gods have rebelled against Yahweh. That's their strength. And Shaitan knew what was good and evil in his own sight. That's why he said to Eve, when you disrespect Yahweh, you become as a god. Knowing the difference between good and evil, right and wrong. And how many of us in this little assembly can say, well, I don't think that was right. And another will say, well, I think it was right. And another will say, I don't know. It is the truth. And so the man of Yahweh, he went by the instruction of Yahweh, by the Spirit led. That's why those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of Yahweh. This trash today is not Yahweh's spirit. It is a ghost. It is a pagan spirit that has come into the assembly today. And that's why you have all kinds of doctrines. You have all kinds of gods in the earth today, and they all are different. The gods of India are different than the gods of Pakistan. The gods of Pakistan are different than the gods of Abujastan. They all have different identities. The millions of gods. Millions that have fallen. No telling how many fell with that beast of hell We rebelled against Yahweh. No telling how many fell. And he went out, he met Asa, and he said unto him, you must hear me. Hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda, and the Benjamites, or Benjamin. He said, for Yahweh is with you, while ye be with him. As long as you walk with him. As long as you keep his statutes, he's with you. As long as you walk with him. As long as you obey him, he's with you. He said, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. Man is not seeking Yahweh today. That's why he's not found. He's not found in your homes. He's not found in your religious practice of seeking everything. Isn't that a tremendous spirit in this earth today? Because men will, they will go erratic when they don't know the score of a basketball game. They will stay up late to find out a score. They will turn the television on. They will go and search everything to find out who knocked who out. Sure they will. Women that do not or did not watch the stories or these pagan whorish powers as the world turned and all of this trash, they will do almost anything to find out what happened today. They will seek those things out, will they not? As the old preachers would say, you all might as well come on here. I know what I'm saying. A woman would set herself out in a relentless effort to find a man that is perfect. And the man would do the very same thing. When it comes to Yahweh, they will not set their hearts aright to seek him. In order for you to get your heart right with him, there must be first of all, a circumcision of the hearts. Only those that are circumcised in heart can worship Yahweh. Only those. And this trash today, this generation has no circumcision at all. And the only way it's going to be circumcised is by the Spirit of Truth. For it's a sharp cutting sword that cuts and destroys the power of flesh to dictate and to command. He said, you will be found if you seek me. But if you forsake him or you forsake me, he will also forsake you. Now, do we believe that? We don't believe that. Oh, we'll tell folks, oh, God loves you, baby. Don't worry about it. He said, if you forsake me, I'm going to forsake you. There's a way that we don't have to forsake the Father's saints. I want to show us a little something today. I want to preach a little something that will strengthen your heart in this hour of battles that we're engaged in. The enemy trying to destroy your faith, your love. And the only way he can do that, saints, the only way he can do that, will you believe me if I tell you? The only way he can get power over you, saints, is by the cares of this life and the things of this world. Moshe chose rather to suffer with the people of Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. He only brings sinful pleasure things. And they're only for a season. They're only for a season. Life is so, so short in the span of Yahweh's time set. Life is short. And you all are going to die too. Every one of you. You're going to die. You know what they're doing today? They're doing, it's a tremendous business now. They're taking the ashes of their dead loved ones. And there are companies that take these ashes and they make these synthetic diamonds. And so people can wear their dead loved ones near to their heart. It's all pagan, saints. It's all pagan. Even the way we bury, that's pagan. It's all from pagan rituals. It's pagan. You can reject it all you want to. But it's pagan. It's pagan. It is not steeped in the way that Yahweh intends for man to go down in the ground. He doesn't. Actually, we shouldn't be handling the body of the dead the way we do. It's pagan. And so what they're doing today, Brother Lee Smith, they're taking these the ashes and they're compressing them, and it is a tremendous business, and they're making synthetic diamonds. And folks are making diamond rings and bracelets and all of that, those kinds of things. This is a pagan world, saints. I tell you all with sincerity of heart, this is a pagan world. You're going to have to know the truth in this hour. You're going to have to know the truth. And the only way you're going to know the truth, you're going to have to be led. He said, for my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. Now, either I have the voice and speak as the authority of Almighty Yahweh, because that hope of Messiah is sincere in my heart. I'm a false, deceitful liar, and I will run. I will run and get my house to a higher ground of safety, and I will wait for him to empower me with his spirit, that I will be able to hear what the Spirit of Yahweh says. You're listening to everything today. The televisions, the television preachers, the pagan type of ceremonies and the pagan practices, but they will not hear true man of Yahweh, because he cuts. He shows them their sins. He reveals unto them the hidden depths of darkness in them. Sure he does. Sure he does. And they don't like that. They don't like it. He said, if you forsake me, I will forsake you. Now for a long season, now for a long time, do you hear that? For a long time, Israel have been without the true El, or the true one. Is that what that says? They've been without the true Yahweh. Now this nation for a long season, and we for a long season, we've been without the true one. Now if they were his chosen, were they not his chosen, Israel? Were they not the chosen of Yahweh? Have you been called, elected, and chosen of him? And for a long time you've been without him. For a long time. We walked in paganism. Well, I haven't learned any paganism from my Pentecostal way. You are a deceived one. You learn Christmas, Easter, all these pagan practices, they did them in the whorehouses. You learn pagan worship on Sunday. You learn the pagan Lord, the pagan God. You learn that. And so for a long time, Israel, a house that had known him, they had been without the true one. They had served false gods and false deities, and they built idols. That's why he had to send a prophet. Not a Jezebel that raped women. Not a Jezebel that lies and cheats and steals. Not one of someone like R.G. Stare. A lying, deceitful dog. He said a true prophet. He wasn't raping nobody either. True man of Yahweh. He said, you have not even known the true one. He said, and without a what? Teaching what? Teaching what? He said, without a teaching priest. Won't that teach you? Isn't this nation like that today? They don't want no one to teach them. They don't want no one to show them. Well, I was brought up this way. Your upbringing was wrong. You taught me this so that the priests teach things too. Yet when the mighty conversion of Yahweh filled their souls, they went back to the old time way. They went back to the way of ancient. That's what they did. And they began to rely upon the strength and the resources when they saw the mighty power of Yahweh in the house of Israel, where they overcome the Hittites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, overcame the very torrent attack of the Egyptians by the hand of Yahweh. You better pray for one thing, saints. You better pray that Yahweh anoints his servants, men, to stand in this hour. For without someone to teach us and to show us, we're going to be lost. You're going to forsake Yahweh. You're going to go into all kinds of religious practices. And I don't want that. My life is growing or coming to its end, just like yours. I may be a little older than some of you, but my life is coming, is closing out. I know that. My life is coming to its closing days, just like your life is too. And I'm not going to live long as I've lived in this body of clay and what I have to go. I know that. And so I want to make sure I know the true one. If his name is Yahweh, I want to know. If it's Jesus, I want to know. If it's Lord, I want to know. I want to know the true one. One thing, it casts out Lord God Jesus and all that, because all the world loves that. They don't love his name. So I know that is cast out. Allah is cast out. I know those names are not legit. So I got to find out the true name. Because that true name identifies the true one, the true Elohim. The true one, what he identifies. You might as well say hallelujah. Hallelujah. For a long time they were without the true Yahweh. And without a teaching priest. Without a teaching Kohan. And without law. We've been a lawless generation. We've been lawless. Every establishment got their own laws. We've been a very lawless generation. We've been a lawless people. The Baptists got their laws. The Pentecostals got their laws. The heathens got their laws. The whites got their laws. The black got their laws. We've been a people without a law. There's only one law, and Yahweh made sure that that law would not become twisted and torted. He put it in the heart of his people, that we would know. And we would not have any doubt at all that we know who we're serving, and we would know him. You think he intended for us not to know his name? That, even in the natural sense, you think of that. That is so stupid. That is such an ignorant mindset, and how ignorant we've been. That is ignorant. That is ignorant. Anyone, even in the pagan, say, you serve who? God? What is his name? You tell someone, I have a good husband. What is his name? I got a precious wife. What is her name? Wife? Oh, that's her name? Wife? But what is her name? I know she's a wife, but what is her name? Wife. It isn't so. I want to continue in this. I don't want to derail myself today. Bless you, Yahweh. He said, but when they in their trouble did turn unto Yahweh, the father of Israel, and look what they did. Now they sought him. To seek, you must diligently with all effort. You must apply all your energy to find it out, saints. When they sought him, he was found of them. Are you truly seeking him? Have you sought him on yesterday? Did you seek out the counsel of Yahweh? Don't sit here in your hypocrisy and say, I did. Was your mind given over unto seeking him? In anything that you did yesterday, his guidance, his understanding. See, when a man truly seeks him, when a woman is trying to seek a husband, she will do everything she can to impress that man. And it doesn't make any difference what man it is. He just must fit her characteristics or character of a man. So when she approached any man that she perceived could be the man or the husband, she will do things to impress him. That's what she will do. Because she's seeking. And she sought out one, say, that's the one. Not the one. She began to talk with him and found out, well, that's not the one. And so these gods that we've been talking to, are they the one? Or should we seek another one? There's only one. There's only one. And Messiah Yahshua gave us the insight of that one. That's why we rejoice in what he's done for us. We rejoice in him. I do. I rejoice in Messiah. I rejoice in him. He said, in those times there were no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the country. Are we not experiencing a vexation today? Thank you for the witness of truth. There's a tremendous vexation. And if anyone say that they are not experiencing that, they are deceiving themselves. There's an exceedingly vexation of spirit. You tell me you're not vexed with what you see the world do? You're not vexed with the things that are taking place even in your life? You tell me some of the things you do don't vex you? See, the true judgment of Yahweh always began at the tabernacle, and this is his tabernacle, our earthly bodies. Not this building that we have made with hand. We can't build Yahweh a place. We just build this little place to congregate. We put his name, say, this is the tabernacle of Yahweh. But this is the building that he has built, whereby his spirit can only dwell. We all feel with that anointing. We come into the midst of the tabernacle. We bring the fullness of that anointing. And if all are not filled with the Spirit, then we bring a subpar anointing. That's why the powers of hell do not flee. That's why the powers of darkness that rule your mind make you think corruptly don't flee from you. I believe all power in heaven and earth was given unto Messiah. And he gave us that same power to tread upon serpents and powers of darkness that we can overcome them. I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly. I truly believe that. And I won't back down for that. He said they had no peace, they had great vexation. A nation was destroyed of nation. Are we not a holy nation? And nations literally destroyed nations. Nation destroyed of nation. Brother destroying sister. Sister destroying sister. Brother destroying brother. Assassinate character. That's this generation today. And city of city, we are a city that sit upon a hill. And a light ought to shine that man may see the works of Yahweh in us. When we come together, we ought to see the works of Yahweh in one another. We can't see that, then we are not a city that sit upon a hill. He said, for Yahweh did vex them with all adversity. Now that's what he's doing today. Why is he allowing these adversities to come upon us? For us to truly seek him. That's why. For your mind get twisted, and I use this expression, nutty. He subject that you may get on your face and seek him. But our minds become nutty today. We try to seek out some kind of remedy. Well, it's that sister, you know, if she just did me right, well, you know, that brother, he made me upset, he did that. That's the way we respond. Instead of getting on our face, Yahweh was showing them the condition of their state and was showing them, now when you seek me, I'm found. But when you forget me, I will forget you. Now that's how he plays. He plays by his rules. He said, you forget me, you better know you're going to be forgotten. And when I forget you, it means nothing. You're nothing but a piece of clay, but when you forget me, it means everything. And that is what religion is doing today. That is what Christendom is doing today. It is destroying the mind whereby they can be pure to remember the works of Yahweh. This is what they're doing on this week called Xmas, this pagan Christ. He's not in it. And the whole world is consumed by it. They're pagan trees. They're pagan idols. They're gods. And they'll go down because they make their gods out of wood and stubble and hay. And they will go down and will bow to those trees, the youngers, the mothers, the daddies, because they know the gift is out of the tree. Well, that represents Jesus. I believe it does. But it doesn't represent Messiah. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. That is the truth. He has Yahweh's anointing. And if he was there in that house, then he would cause the whole tree to be cast out and shed a fire. He'll cause the daddy to fall on his face and cry out, why have I been given over to this? He'll cause the old mother to get on her knees and her face and begin to beat her breast and say, my, how have I allowed myself to be taken by this? They can't do it because they don't know the true one. I want to know the true one. Everybody knows God, but I want to know the true Yahweh. Who is that? He has no beginning. Self-existing one. Answer that. I can answer every God. I can tell you how they all began. And all gods are dogs. Pagan. It's not your way. And he is not a God. And if he's a God, Shatan offer Messiah the whole earth and the kingdoms. Why not serve him? If he has the power to give and to grant this kind of wealth, why not serve? Why not? And you tell me this one that I serve tells me there are going to be many afflictions? I'm going to suffer much? But he gives me a hope, but if you suffer with me, you're going to not live with me. But he said, reign. I like that better. I like that. I like the reigning part. Jotan did not offer Messiah eternal hope. He offered him the trinkets of this life. So Yahweh is not a God that Scripture identify Shatan as the God of this earth. How can Yahweh be a God too? It cannot be. If you go to a corporation, can I ask you a simple question? Will you answer it all honestly? And don't be arrogant when I ask you. Brother Nee Smith works, he works for Coca-Cola, and they do have a CEO. They don't have two, do they? They have how many? One. And there's only one that's called a CEO. There may be one they call a COF. There's only one CEO. He rules. Yahweh is that one. He carries the supreme title. He doesn't carry the title of the subordinate ones. His title is separate. That makes sense to me. It's just a simple analogy of an allegory that we can apply to the name and the reign of our Father. Only one CEO. How many fathers do you have at home? How many? Only one. How many mothers? One. Just one. You may have aunts, great aunts, and uncles. There's only one papa. Or you may call grandpapa papa, but there's only one daddy. There's only one daddy. And that is the truth. And he is the only father to his house. And he doesn't identify himself as others.